DeAndre, the Vikings have done a really good job against some good receivers lately, and they've been very physical. You can be physical or do whatever you need. What do you think about the way their corners have been playing against these other top receivers?
They have a very good defensive coach that does a great job of stopping the number one receiver on teams. But that's why it's 11-man football, and that's why it's 10 other guys out there on the football field to step up.
Are they doing it with double teams?
You know, I'm watching film now to see what they do. Whatever they do a good job at it.
They tried real hard to get Odell Beckham to kind of lose his cool. You've never done that. Do you expect them to try that with you?
I play against Xavier Rose since I've been a freshman in college, so we know each other well. So I don't think any DB can get under my skin and, you know, cause me to hurt my team.
What do you think about Rhodes? They say he's playing really well.
Oh, yeah, he's a good cornerback. I've been playing against him since college, so we know each other well, and he's improving.
What makes him so good?
He's athletic. He's 6'2". You know, you would think he's a safety or a receiver. Very physical, and, you know, he's a ball hawker.
Is it tough when you come back? You have the year like you have. You're running into now a lot of things Andre went through, where you get so much attention. What is the key to still being able – they need to work you in the game earlier, it looks like. But what is the key to beating double teams?
The key is just going out there and doing the game plan. You know, whatever route I'm supposed to do, if it's to be a decoy or it's to get the ball. You know, the double team, you know, it really doesn't stop a player from being involved and helping out his team. Just on the stat sheet, it might not show. But once you get the win, and you know, it's 10 other guys out there to make plays.
DeAndre, can you talk a little bit about this month and when it comes to scoring touchdowns? You're doing it for domestic violence awareness. A little bit about your thoughts behind that. And
you know, it's a cause that my mother and I wanted to help. And, you know, we just came up with a way we thought that would be cool, you know, bringing football in it, not just going out there, but challenging other people also to donate and help out, even if it's $1, 50 cent, anything to contribute to a great cause in ADVA.
Deandre, I would ask follow-up to that question. Just working hard, reaching this point in your career where you have the stature where you can make a difference socially, how does that kind of change your life, and how gratifying is that for you?
You know, it's something coming from where I'm from. I always knew I wanted to give back. And, you know, you have to be patient. You have to choose things wisely. You just don't want to go out there and do something that you're not dedicated in or something that doesn't, you know, touch you. You know, so it's been something that it's, over time we've been thinking about, and, you know, just trying to think of ways to help out this community. And it's not going to be the last thing that we come up with.
Maybe just a little bit of follow-up to what John was asking about double teams. If they're going to put somebody up tight on you in the line of scrimmage, then give you help over the top, how much boils down to just constantly battling and fighting to find space?
Oh, it's fun. I love it. I love the challenge of being a double team and still being able to contribute to my team. But, you know, no matter how many catches or yards you have, you know, we went out and drafted some good guys, and, you know, and we got good tight ends. You know, we got 10 other people on the team to make plays. So, you know, it's kind of – you have to pick your poison with us.
Why is it important for you to give back?
It's important for any player of my status, I think, to give back. You know, we have a very high role in the community and society in general. So, you know, giving back is something I feel like every player wants to do. Some just don't know how.